How we help the building. Paul, the other apostles, and all the righteous since them, have acted their part in building the temple. But the structure is not yet complete. We who are living in this age are to bring to the foundation material that will stand the test of fire, gold, silver, and precious stones. To those who thus build for God, Paul speaks words of encouragement. If the work which any man has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. RSV. The Christian who faithfully presents the word of life is bringing to the foundation material that will endure, and in the kingdom he will be honored as a wise builder. As Christ sent forth his disciples, so today he sends the members of his church. If they will make God their strength, they shall not labor in vain. God said to Jeremiah, "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' for to all to whom I send you, you shall go." Then the Lord touched his servant's mouth, saying, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth." RSV. And he bids us go forth to speak the words he gives us, feeling his holy touch on our lips. There is nothing that the Savior desires so much as agents who will represent to the world his spirit and his character. The church is God's agency for the proclamation of truth, and if she is loyal to him, obedient to all his commandments, there is no power that can stand against her. Zeal for God and his cause moved the disciples to witness to the gospel with mighty power. Should not a like zeal fire our hearts with the determination to tell the story of Christ and him crucified? It is the privilege of every Christian, not only to look for, but to hasten the coming of the Savior.